If I had to pick a top 10 of all the Web2 tools that I'm going to be talking about during the course of this project, VoiceThread would definitely be in that top 10, and it might even make the top 3. It's an incredibly potent application for a variety of reasons. In order to use it, before you even can start to use it, you need to create an account. Once you've done that, you can have a look through the gallery of VoiceThreads that people have already created. Now, what a voice thread consists of is a frame, a series of frames. Think a little bit like PowerPoint, but the frame doesn't just contain text. It's intended to be mainly rich media. So you upload something like a still image, or you upload a video file, or you can record it directly into VoiceThread using a mic and camera if you've got one. But that's only the start. It's not about a push technology. It's about soliciting comments. In other words, VoiceThread allows people who view the particular frame, and it can be each frame, it allows them to provide feedback. And they can provide feedback in the form of text, which is fairly straightforward. You can provide feedback in the form of audio, which is much more powerful, or even video feedback. And what that happens each time that a person provides some feedback, it provides a little thumbnail of their user account or just an avatar style image along the side of the frame, so that later anyone else coming along can look at the feedback that each person's provided. So, for example, I know that I saw one VoiceThread where an art teacher had posted a series of images of famous paintings. She'd obviously discussed it with a class beforehand, they're quite young students, and asked them to look at the different images and to pick out certain details that they found were particularly powerful. And the whole class, apparently, seems to have done that and provide voice feedback, audio feedback to each of the images, what they thought about it and the important points that they wanted to pick out. In addition, while you're actually viewing it, you've got a pencil tool so you can annotate over the top. So if there's a particular aspect of the image that you want to highlight particularly, you can draw around it. I saw one teacher, and we'll try and provide an example for this, of using it to take a snapshot of a pupil's writing, so an extended piece of writing, post that, and then have other students provide the feedback and say what particular aspects of that story they found strong and which aspects needed a little bit more work, perhaps. So it's incredibly useful for peer feedback. So VoiceThread, that only just gives you a quick overview. Dip into it.